Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful New Year's weekend. We celebrated a little bit and brought 2017 into the year. So what will 2017 bring to America? Or what will Americans bring to 2017? Well, like I said, I hope all of you had a wonderful New Year's celebration and are looking forward to 2017. I know for me, and I mentioned this a little bit on Friday, the 2017 is going to bring about many challenges for here on CSE Talk Radio, as well as personal challenges. I mentioned to you that I started a GoFundMe account for CSE Talk Radio. We have to raise some money for satellite switchover, and if we don't get it, well, then we're done. So we have to do this by spring, and I'm asking for the GoFundMe for $60,000, and $40,000 will be used for the satellites. $20,000 will be used for office equipment needs, in-studio office equipment needs, and the office needs new computers. I started out with used computers and used software, and they're all dated really bad. So hopefully also some mobile equipment so I can be more versatile and on the go for you. However, our nation will be seeing a lot of action, as Melody Cederstrom put it last week, and I really like the way she said that. I think it's a great term. We're going to see some action if we don't see anything else. We're still going to be dealing with the mainstream media and their fake news. We're still going to have to watch diligently and stand vigilant against news and politicians and manipulations from the elected officials as well as from the media. Fake news and using terms of lesser importance isn't new. It's not new at all. If you'll remember back a couple of years when I gave you the timeline of our revolution, the king and his political pundits back then called the massacre, the Boston Massacre, an incident. And what we're dealing with today is not any different. It's not new. We have numerous ways of sources and avenues of media, but we're still dealing with the manipulation of events as well as the terming of these events, describing or hiding the events and situations. If you remember, the Boston bombing was called that instead of a terrorist attack, which it was. 2017 is now 3 days old. So let's look at what's happening and what we might be and what might be happening in our very near future. From land grabs to North Korea, the hacking, possible Secretary of Agriculture, and I've asked Bill Bullard to maybe give me a call, and we're going to talk about that when we can. Attack on the border. In days past, such an attack would have been considered an act of war. Obamacare and the demise of such. Does Chicago need our help? And the fake news in relation to our founding fathers. So I have some articles on all these things, and I have an opinion on all these things. So if you want to talk about any of that, give me a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Last Friday, I thought I was over this cold and over this stuff, and it kind of relapsed on me late Saturday night and Sunday, or I should say Sunday afternoon. So I'm kind of nursing myself back to health again. Does the federal government need to help curb Chicago's murder rate? Now, Donald Trump came out talking about this, and I think it's more of a slap in the face, you know, because these were some of these mayors that were just fine and dandy with sanctuary cities. Of course, Rahm Emanuel didn't want KFC to even show up. but he's okay with the illegal immigrants. So Donald Trump decreed that the number of murders in Chicago in 2016 and strongly suggested it's time for Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel to seek federal help. The murder rate is record-setting, 4,331 shootings of victims and 762 murders in 2016. If the mayor can't do it, he better ask for help. Well, we know the mayor needs help in many different ways. We know he does. So during the race for the White House, Trump had said, "You walk down the street, you get shot in Chicago. They've had thousands of shootings, thousands since January 1, and I say, where is this? Is this a war-torn country? What are we doing?" Chicago is one of the cities with the strongest and harshest gun control laws there are, and yet it is the largest crime rate of murders and shootings. Why do you think that is? Well, gangs has a lot to do with it. And the fact that the innocent people that are trying to obey the law are helpless victims because they can't shoot back. I don't like to see the federal government get into it, and I think it might be just kind of a way of Donald Trump saying, you know what, if you can't handle it, we're going to come in there and handle it for you. Maybe shake up the residents of Chicago more than Rahm Emanuel, and maybe he will be gone. Maybe he will be gone. And it was kind of a joke at my house when we were talking about North Korea this week. I don't want to get through these articles too fast. We'll be done before we get to the last of the show. But Trump on North Korea said it's not going to happen, and North Korea just stated that it is in the final stages of developing a nuclear weapon capable of reaching parts of the U.S., but Trump says it won't happen. Now, is he saying it won't happen because they're braggadocious and they're not going to get her done? Or is he saying it's not going to happen because he's going to make sure that it doesn't happen? I had somebody tell me that, my husband told me, he said, well, maybe North Koreans need to be more worried because they tend to blow up before they get anywhere. And that's maybe truth. And of course, Kim doesn't care about his people any more than the Democrat progressive liberals care about the people. They don't care about what's going on in Chicago. And I wrote that here. I said, Rahm Emanuel needs help. We know that. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care about all those people that are getting shot. All they care about is their agenda with gun control. That's all they care about. It doesn't matter whether it's working or not working. Because liberal progressives do not care about the people. They'll claim they do, be humanitarians. But the bottom line is, they can't admit when a program that they have implemented does not work and back up the truck and take a second look at it. That's true with gun control. Chicago is an excellent example that it does not work. It's an excellent example. They have too many criminals there walking about, whether they're illegal criminals as far as illegal aliens, or just illegal Americans that don't care about anything but shooting one another. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-54... 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people, it's a new year. We'll be right back. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to cover several topics today. As we were talking about the crime rate in Chicago, and we know that they have the strongest gun control laws there than anywhere in the U.S., and yet their crime rate is higher than anywhere in the U.S. They have more shootings than anywhere in the U.S. Yet the liberal progressives refuse to take a look at what is going on. And Rahm Emanuel was one of those that came out earlier after Trump was elected and said, I will not, he will not change his ways as far as having sanctuary city. So it's really not about protecting the people of Chicago, is it? It's really about an agenda. Well, along the border, the cartel gunman fired at the Border Patrol agents there in Arizona. Unknown cartel gunman operating in a known drug smuggling corridor in southern Arizona fired multiple shots at an on-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent overnight. Now, there was a day in this land that would be considered an act of war to be shooting at our patrol. What do you think about what's going on at the border? Shooting at American citizens, at American patrolmen, Border Patrol, federal agents, and nothing gets done. Well, I don't know what's been done. Let's see here in this article. It says the agent was patrolling the area near the Bryan Terry Station in southern Arizona when unknown men, began firing. Cochise County Sheriff's deputies and other Border Patrol agents arrived to the scene to carry out a manhunt for the suspected cartel gunman. Arizona local law enforcement officials confirmed that they were not able to apprehend the cartel gunman, but they continued investigating the attack. The Bryan Terry Station honors the name of the U.S. Border Patrol agent who was killed in a gun battle trying to apprehend a group of Mexican cartel gunmen who had been trying to steal a drug load from rival smuggling groups. It's all about these gangs and these groups. And it's all about the drugs. Money. Border Patrol agents are the most assaulted federal law enforcement officers. Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan, aide in testimony before the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee in November, nearly 150 Border Patrol agents were assaulted during the first 2 months in fiscal year 2017. Which began in October, Breitbart, Texas, reported. This represents an increase of more than 230% over the same period of time in the prior year. Nearly 7,500 Border Patrol agents have been assaulted since 2009. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials reported it's a dangerous job. Since 2009, this is up the last year, 230%. Nearly 7,500 Border Patrol agents have been assaulted since 2009 under the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. It's not about the people of the United States of America. It's about an agenda. They don't care if these bad guys come over here and shoot at the good guys. It's an act of war, and we should be talking to Mexico. Now, I don't mean we should be bombing them, but I think we ought to be telling them, you know what, we're not going to put up with this anymore, which is what I think Donald Trump is going to tell them. We're not putting up with it anymore. Now, do you think that those people shooting at our officers, do you think they're not rapists? Do you think they're not drug lords? Do you think they're not criminals? Do you think that they are good guys? Of course they're not. Yet Donald Trump took a ripping over the comments that he made about them coming across this border, that they were rapists and criminals. Of course they are. Of course they're criminals. Look what they're doing. Well, let's move on to the topic of hacking. Now, I was suggesting over Twitter this weekend and on Facebook, why are we talking about the hacking of the DNC like it's a big deal? And of course, and I understand that it's a big deal if another nation is hacking into our emails. But we have completely put aside what the DNC did to Bernie Sanders, their ugly words, racial slurs in their emails. We put aside the crimes of the DNC and we're pointing at Russia. Did Russia keep Bernie Sanders from getting any farther than he did as the Democrat convention was taking place as far as being the candidate? I don't think so. I don't think you can blame Russia for the manipulation of the Democrat Party and their convention and who they chose to run as president of the United States for their party. I believe it was the Democrat National Committee convention that did this. Now, somebody hacked Assange said that it wasn't the Russians. That's not where he got those emails. Yet we keep on keeping on saying it was Russia. Now, if Russia is doing this, and we already know China has done a lot of hacking and stealing of some pretty high-tech information, well, we're not going after them, and we know it. And it happened during Obama's administration, and we know it happened. But nope, we're going to go after Putin. They don't care about the American people, but they're a little embarrassed about losing the election that they thought they had already manipulated to win. But the people were sick and tired of them. The people were sick and tired of the agenda of the left liberal progressives and how they do not care about the American people. And so, as a rebellion, instead of firing a shot, we elected Donald Trump, who is not a politician, who had nothing kind to say about the media, and who is defiling the media by skipping over them. They're all upset now because it's been since July that he had a press conference. He's keeping in touch with the people over Twitter and Facebook. And the people send, they kind of like it. Because anytime he goes to the media, particularly the mainstream media, it gets manipulated. The meaning of what's going on gets turned around. Or they'll pick at one thing that he said and ignore everything else. Just like it was the Boston bombing and it wasn't a terrorist attack. No different than when the king said the Boston massacre was just an incident. You have to understand that you are being manipulated with words and phrases and lack of truth. Half-truths manipulate. If you knew the entire truth of things, you would make different decisions in your life. So why are we focusing on Russia and not what the Democrat convention did to Bernie Sanders and how they manipulated and their filthy language in their emails toward others? While they point at Trump and call him everything under the sun, why are we listening to these people? Because the truth is not in them. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books are their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I know I sound a little gruff. I just apologize. I'm doing the best I can to get over this stuff, and I will get past it. We have David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there, Beth Ann, for an old man, but
well,
I'm,
we're not I'm getting
mad.
Any younger. You're mad? I don't blame you.
I'm a Christian first. Second, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was an airborne ranger over there for two
wow,
years.
Wow, a ranger. Don't mess yeah. with you, huh?
And I'm a native Arizonan, and you need to come to Arizona and see what's going on.
Yes,
it's
I do.
It's unbelievable. The crime, every time we have a carjacking, a murder, a shooting, an armed robbery, or a rape, it seems to be a non-citizen that does it.
Mm.
We don't get support from the federal government. And that's surprising because John McCain is one of the most powerful senators there is.
Well, but John McCain fought your governor several years ago when she implemented or tried to implement some pretty strong immigration laws, which actually echoed the federal immigration laws.
Yes.
And Senator
yes.
John McCain stood up and fought her tooth and toenail. He is not your friend there. Why'd you guys elect him again?
I don't understand. I never voted for him. I knew too much about the man. But I don't know how he stays in office. We have the poorest schools of all 50 states. We have horrible health care. Our economy is a mess. Our schools are horrible because, you know, they have to teach in multilingual courses, which costs an awful lot of money. I don't understand what's going on. And the crime rate in this state is just out of control. And unfortunately, because California has turned in a beautiful state, has turned into such a mess because of the politicians, they're coming here.
Oh, Governor Brown.
It would be okay if they wanted to start over and, what's the word I'm looking for, become Arizonans, assimilate. Mm. But they come here and bring their California politics with them.
Mm.
You know, we're just, the state is a mess right now, and I love Arizona, and I just wish we could find our way out of this mess.
Well, I do need to come visit, and I need to see what's going on down there. And I tell you what, I think you're fighting the same thing. I know New Mexico's fighting all kinds of things there. It is just a mess. And people up here, where I am, and even farther north, they don't have a clue what you're dealing with. I mean, the fact that my friends down in New Mexico have to stand guard while their children get on the school bus for the fear of wolves taking them. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous what we're putting up with. It goes back to what I said with George Washington. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And that
beautifully
is exactly
said.
What we're doing.
We beautifully have, said, and we, thank you for quoting that on the air.
We need to run out of patience right now.
I'm out. I'm past that, you know.
You're done with them, right? You're done with them.
Yeah,
well,
I
thank
am,
you.
But
thank
I'm
you,
trying
David.
To figure out what to do. You
well,
know, it's instructive.
Well, start locally. And those are the ones you've got to change and do everything you can to go against Senator McCain. Everything
yes.
you could possibly do. We'll
yes.
do that here for you. You do that there for us. And you know, every state has one of those. We all have one of them. And we've got to do our best to get rid of them. These are the rhinos. These are the career politicians. And they're making money off of this. They're making money off the immigration, illegal and legal. And they're making, they're just up there in D.C. cutting deals. And they could care less about Arizona as
God
far as Johnson McCain. So. All right. Thank you, David. Thank you so much for your service to this country. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just thank you. Know that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Fight as long as I can. I have something here that was exciting to me. Now, we have seen some of the largest land grabs under the Obama administration, but he is not the only administration that has done this. And this is against We the People. You need to understand, all the Trump haters, it is you that they hate. You elected him. He was just our tool to slap them in the face. But we elected him, chose him over these career politicians like John McCain and certain other ones. I know he wasn't running this time. I'm just using that for an example. This is coming from the Daily Signal. Obama's land grab will not stand. I will fight it. When I questioned Interior Secretary Sally Jewell at her confirmation hearing, she promised me President Barack Obama would not designate a national monument unless there was widespread support for the local population. Unfortunately, Obama ignored that promise and designated a monument in San Juan County yesterday. Now, this is dated December 29th. But this is no time to despair. I want to repeat that because in all things that we are fighting, I want you to understand, there is no time to despair. This is a time to double our efforts and make San Juan County great again. I pledge to you, this is Senator Mike Lee, I pledge to you today that I will do everything I can to work with Congress and the incoming Trump administration to undo this monument designation. But I am not going to stop there. I am then going to do what I can to repeal the Iniquities Act so that future President Obamas cannot do this to rural communities over again, ever again. But I am not going to stop there either. I am then going to continue our fight to return power back to the American people. Everyone suffers when we allow power to accumulate in the hands of the few. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. No, Senator Lee did not write that part. I did. This is not the end, he says. This is just the beginning. We will fight this battle together and we will win. I need to get Senator Mike Lee on the air. CSC Talk Radio has been fighting and complaining and doing whatever we could to fight this from here for a long time. As did my mentor, Derry Brownfield. The taking of the land from the federal government in the pretense of preservation, conservation, is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is a slap in the American people's faces. You don't own a thing. We own it all, and we will take it when we want it. That's what they think. Senator Mike Lee, they've got him mad. They've got him angry. The state did not want this done, but they did it anyway. They did it anyway. I don't have the number in front of me, but the number of the land and the sea and the air that the federal government is grabbing is astronomical against we the people. They're snatching up your natural resources. They're snatching up your way of life. They're controlling the land. They're controlling the people. Harry Reid loved it. That should tell you something. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Will you fight? Will you help CSC Talk Radio fight? I've been the only one that's been screaming this out on a national level. We need to get Senator Lee on. If anybody out there listening has any kind of way of getting hold of him, let's do it. Let's get him on the air. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we own that land, and we will be right back. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As we were talking over the break, we were discussing how people don't know what to be angry about. We've been so manipulated and lied to, and they want us to concentrate on the Russians hacking the Democrat Party. So what? The federal government is taking your land. If they came and took your land where you live right now, would you be more concerned about the Russians or would you be more concerned about the federal government? This is an infringement upon your rights, your freedom, your independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. They'd rather keep you on welfare so that they can control you better. They'd rather keep you on welfare. Well, I mentioned earlier that the fake news is nothing new, and I have an article here. Oh, by the way, this last grab was 1.6 5 million acres. I believe they said that was bigger than the state of Delaware. What if they just decided to come take the state of Delaware? Are you listening out there, Delaware? What if they decided to take all of Nevada? What if they decided to take all of Utah? They almost have. What if they decided to come take Illinois? What if they decided to come take Missouri or Kansas? Don't think they won't. Don't think it for a second that you're any safer than these other places. Well, the Founding Fathers anticipated fake news, it says, and here's what they did about it. Well, now, I have mentioned to you, I don't have time to share this entire article with you because it's rather lengthy. But the following is the presidential election. Numerous stories surfaced about fake news. influence the results. Well, they tried, didn't they? This prompted a reaction from the media and a concerted effort by the social media giant, Facebook, to crack down on the phenomenon, announcing that it would be in part by using liberal fact checkers to distinguish the real from the fake news. Well, they certainly did. They went after the conservatives. All of a sudden, none of my articles that were coming from the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation, or Newsmax, or Breitbart, or many others that are marked patriot, no longer were they being allowed to be seen by very many people on Facebook. Yeah, they controlled it all right. Their fake news was allowed. Your news or opinions were not allowed. The truth is that while the American media landscape has been in a constant state of change over two centuries, the spread of hyperpartisan, scurrilous, and even phony news stories has been more common than uncommon throughout the history of the Republic. Ultimately, despite the increasingly Wild West state of journalism, Americans have been better at finding the truth than less free societies. During the time of our revolution, and this is coming from me, not necessarily from this article, there were newsletters. They weren't blogs on the internet, but there were newsletters, there were articles, there were letters being written underground to try and keep people safe as well as informed. Because the British crown, a king, was not going to keep you informed. Did you know he was trying to stop them from traveling? They had to have their papers. Did you know that he was trying to control what was being said in the pulpit? And so, if a pastor or a preacher refused to take a license from the king, he was flogged and beaten to death. Whipped till he died. Did you know that? Did you know that? So while we quote Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death," that came to be after he saw one of these preachers flogged to death. And he said, "What did this man do to deserve this punishment?" Well, sir, he refused to take a license from the king to preach. Back in the day, they had to have their own little Twitter. They had to have their own little newsletters in order to tell the truth of what was going on. After America gained independence, there was still a huge number of scribblers writing about news and politics and varying levels of credibility and accuracy. The history we have now and some of the quotes we have from these founding fathers come from the letters they were writing. Writing back to one another, we have letters of John Adams, we have letters of Hamilton, we have letters of all kinds. Thomas Paine, Samuel Adams. We have letters of truth. You know, this may be a good time. The new year is coming around. I haven't been able to pull things together. So I haven't been able to afford to print the pen. It costs me $800 a month just to print it, to get it all mailed and printed. And I can't do it. I figure it's more important to stay on the air. How important are these letters to you? To know the truth of things. To know the other side of the story that affects rural America, your America, from sea to shining sea. Are you more concerned about Russian hackers, or are you concerned about the D.C. occupiers that are taking your land? And then titling it National Monument. For conservation and preservation. Because it's pretty to look at, and we shouldn't let it get destroyed. So in New Mexico, they think the wolves are more important than the children going to school, and we have to guard the children from the wolves. Well, the big bad wolf is really in D.C., and they don't care about the people. They don't care about you and me. They care about taking what we have. So people like John McCain, where is he for Arizona? Oh, yeah, he's a war hero, but he has been no hero to Arizona when it comes to protecting the people from the bad guys. And we're not afraid to say that here at CSC Talk Radio. We're starting a new year. We can't let up. You know, we bit the bullet, and we dodged the bullet as far as getting Hillary in. But we still have a lot of business to take care of in order to, you know what, bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.